B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Tom Smith, please.
Oh, no.
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, how you doing? Is this Brock?
The COOEOO of Beasley Broadcasting, COO.
I don't think he's addressing you yet, Stan.
Tom?
Yeah.
I want you to hear it from me.
Uh-huh.
The position of corporate liaison is no longer in the budget. We're going to have to bust your ass to part-time.
Oh, come on! What are you doing?
Hey, would you want a Saturday shift?
I'll think about it. Can I get back to you on that?
How can you do that to him?
Stan, it's not that I want to.
Uh-huh.
It just needs to be done.
That is
I mean, I can't afford to pay him benefits anymore.
Wow, that's
that's
kind of out of left field, Brock. I wasn't really expecting that.
Tom, I want you to know I really feel bad about it. And it's basically because Stan and Haney, they make way too much.
So you got to punish me?
Way too much. I just put my name on what you put in front of me.
Well, Tom, that little unpleasantness is out of the way now, and I sure do appreciate it.
But, Stan, my pleasure.
Stan?
Yes, Brock.
I got to be honest with you. I have not been listening to your program.
When do you ever listen to my program?
And I've been told that you tried to email me.
Yes,
you know what,
I did.
Guys? I get a lot of emails.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily look at them.
How long do I have to work here before I get maybe a little bit of preferential treatment where if I send you an email, you'll look at it? You know, I'm not a part-timer. Sorry, Tom.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, try to have some consideration there, Stan. And remember, Tom, it ain't my fault. It's his fault. Look at him.
So I should be blaming Stan because he makes too much.
I'm not blaming you.
Guys.
What? Why are you calling me during the show?
I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, packing my bags, and I get a call from an angry receptionist there at Beasley Fort Myers.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly what it is that you said, but I've been told there's a problem and I need to address it.
Well, what problem?
If you don't, I need you guys to tell me what you did wrong.
We didn't do anything wrong. What are you saying? That you don't even know what we said? You won't read my email.
Are you calling the fat woman at the front desk a liar?
No, I'm not. But I don't know what businesses of hers to go and contact you that we're
doing
something wrong.
I tell you what business it is of hers. She's very upset.
The only thing that I can possibly think of is this stupid-ass, good old-fashioned potluck picnic that we're being forced to go to.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, you guys caught me. I'm packing my bags right now because I wouldn't miss that potluck supper.
Come on. Why do we have to go to that? It's a picnic outside under a tent, and we're all
98 degrees outside.
Yeah, 98 degrees. We're all supposed to make something. I'm not going to eat stuff that somebody made and have to be at that thing.
Dan, now we've known each other a long time.
Yeah, we have. I'd like my emails answered.
I get a lot of emails, man. I can't look at them all. I got a stand filter on my email.
I bet you do.
But listen, man, we need to all get together.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's been all this talk going on about putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we got to do here, guys.
Put lipstick on it. It's still a pig.
I know it's still a pig, but when you put lipstick on it, it gussies it up a little bit.
Okay. So what do you want?
That way, even though I know nobody in their right mind would want to go to a potluck supper at the radio station. Guys, I'm not dumb. I know this. But it's a way of us wielding arbitrary power over your own life.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's just another way that we can give you a good kick in the pants and let you know who's boss.
So,
and the fate of your family rests with one impulsive decision from me. Look at Tom over there. He's going to lose his house.
Because you knocked him down to part-time.
And you know why?
Why?
Because I got in the mood one day.
Yeah, I guess.
And in all honesty, I wish I could take it back, but then that would make me look weak, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, you know, giving into something like that.
Yeah, so now I'm stuck. I feel bad for Tom,
right.
But I don't want to look like a pussy.
Right.
Let's all huddle up.
I'm tired of huddling
up. Where are we going to have this thing anyway? Because the problem is so low.
I will not be addressing that tone by a part-time employee.
He's asking a question.
The property's so low, everything's wet out there. The only dry spot's on top of the septic tank.
Didn't we lay a cement slab?
Yeah, like 8x8.
Yeah, an 8x8.
Well, that's what it's there for.
An 8x8.
It's over there by the microwave transmitter.
And by the radio towers and telephone.
Yeah, you put it over there, meat will cook itself.
Oh, no.
Stan.
Brock.
You know, this ain't our first rodeo.
No, it's not.
Well, I can force my employees to feed me.
Did you see some of the stuff that's going to be at this thing?
They did fax that to me, and let me tell you, it looks delicious.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and, you know, we've done this before, Stan. I know it's been a while, probably been 10 years.
Yeah.
But you remember how good it tasted when I put my on your Polish sausage?
That is so sick.
What's sick about it?
Now,
that's my grandmother's recipe.
I know, yeah. I'm looking at this potluck. Friday at noon, good old-fashioned potluck picnic. You're encouraged, which in Beasley language means required, to show off that special dish or concoction of yours. Everybody has something they excel in. Oh. I'm looking at a 220-volt potato salad, 7-layer dip. I'm looking at barbecued meatballs in a crock pot.
3-bean salad.
3-bean salad. I'm looking at crab balls. Come on! I am not going to this!
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're going to bring your Polish sausage.
No. What happens if I don't go? You going to fire me? Huh? You going to fire me? Going to knock me
down?
I want you
to look across the room there at Tom. Ask yourself.
Well, since I'm part-time, I guess I'm not required to go then.
Yeah, he's not required to go then, right? Because he's part-time.
I'd have to look into that. If we're obligated to pay him for being there, then he don't have to. But if any legal way that I can make him go, I will. Guys, in the spirit of fellowship and brotherhood,
yes.
Let's get together and break some bread.
Okay, and huddle up. The stock market, Brock, went down another 500 points today.
I can't talk about that.
I need to ask you.
Legally, I can't talk about it.
What about my 401k? Am I going to have anything in my retirement?
Guys.
Yeah.
Let's just all get together and join hands and engage in a bit of corporate grabassery and incontinence.
Right. I have to be there. You got to check the Beasley policy, though, if Tom has to be there, right?
If we got to pay him, he can't be there, I don't think.
That's good. That's fine by me.
I do feel bad about that.
Don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
You know what, Tom? I'm going to shoot you off an email with some recommendations for some good independent insurance companies.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Well, I think for, $3,000-$4,000 a month, you can get full coverage.
All right. I gotta go. Do I have permission?
You guys are painting me into a corner here.
You paint yourself into the corner.
Guys.
Yeah.
Let's all just get along.
Okay, right.
I don't need you festering like a pussy boil. Squirting all for the rest of the staff. Now, I talk to you guys on a different level because I know you see through me.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, they don't know no better.
Right.
So I need you all just to suck it up for an hour and just pretend you don't know what you know.
Okay. Well, you think about answering my emails?
Why don't you just tell me? What's it about?
I can't. That's private stuff. That's stuff that I don't think I should be talking about during the middle of my show.
Well, if you can't talk about it in the middle of your show, I don't want to hear about it, man.
You might want to. You have no problem firing emails off to me, and I got to read them.
I got your last email.
Yeah?
And I got it in front of me, to be honest with you. Oh, well, that's... maybe it's the one before the last one. I stopped reading it. Dear Brock, I understand that Rome wasn't built in a day, but could we at least see a backhoe out here as some kind of construction going on? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That was...
What time did that come through?
That was like 5 years...
I came through at 3:33 a.m.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
And then you forwarded me all this political stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because, you know, you give me a lot of pressure. You told me I have to vote Republican.
You will vote Republican.
No, I will not.
I gotta take you to the goddamn poll myself. This company's lost enough money because of you. Hey, Tom, you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, if you're not, I think they got a booth right there at the unemployment office.
Oh,
I gotta go. Oh,
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. Oh,
toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Or Monday. It's Wednesday. I don't know what day. I am so flustered. It's
winding
not even
your
funny.
Watch? What are you doing here?
I am so flustered.
It's been happening to me, too. There's something going
I'm
on.
I'm at stress level 10, and it all has to do with this company switching over everything. I asked today. Look, I don't want to.
Well, it's not just us. It's everybody, isn't it?
I don't want to throw my. Yeah, but they all have no problems.
Why do they have no problems and you have all the problems?
So, I called today the company that's handling. They switch it over. You know how payroll's done. We have another company, and so I didn't get my paperwork. So I had to call them. Nobody here helped me. So I had to call them. And a lady was very nice. The lady was very nice. And started off right off the bat, can I have your employee number? And I'm like, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what my employee number is.
We're not familiar with that.
Can I have your date of hire? I said, I was hired back in 1990. No, I need your exact date that you were hired.
Look,
I said, I don't know.
The road that leads to the radio station is named after us.
Yeah,
does that
matter.
Help you? Does that help you?
So.
Does that give you, can you extrapolate a number from that?
So I went to Mother. I said, will you please tell me my employee number? He goes, sure, we'll go up to the website. I'll show you. This is my employee number, and it's some 11, 12-digit number. That's right on his his app for his payroll and all that. There's my employee number. Well, he said, so now I know where to look for yours. So let's go to your site and see what your employee number is.
What, do you have your own site?
Yeah. Where you can see, you know, they have the little pie. Here's what you're paid. Here's what's taken out for taxes and all that stuff. You got one, too.
Oh, I do.
Yes, you do. So I go to that site, and where it's supposed to be my employee number, it's different. And I said, of course it's different.
It's a different. If it's a different number, does that mean it's a fake number?
No. You've got to realize something. You and I were hired before computers were in the building.
I know. I brought them in.
So where somebody's number might be, you know, 339-772-2111, mine is something like AQ31PL. And that's not it. You're an employee number, and it's right where it's supposed to be. That's great stuff. So I'm told if I don't fill this out, I don't get paid.
Of course not.
I said, well, I gotta fill it out, but I don't have a way to fill it out.
I thought that.
Can you tell me what your hourly rate is, sir? No, I don't know.
I just thought that. Once we agreed to be in the system and that we didn't demand a check, that we got paid early.
We do. But the company is changing. It's going to be a new company.
So do we no longer work for the same company?
We work for the same company. It's the payroll company.
But who's in charge?
I don't know.
So if this woman that you talked to on the phone.
Very nice lady.
If she's amenable to you getting a raise, does that mean you get a raise?
No, she's not in charge of that.
But she could.
No,
she?
She's not in charge of that. She's like a bookkeeper. So I go and I email Human Services here.
Human Services.
What do they call it? What's the real word for it? What is it?
I don't know, but it's just.
Human Resources?
Human Resources.
Human capital.
And I said, can I please have my employee number? Here's the 800 number. I just called the 800 number. They want... Oh, and by the way, Junior, I'm up to about here with you, and because I'm finding out more and more garbage about the Junior Hour and all of your behind-the-scenes working on this.
Yeah.
What are you talking about,
putting,
man?
Putting a lot of effort into that nonsense.
Because it is nonsense, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I said that it's not going to happen because people are going to tune out.
You're darn right.
As a producer of this show, that's the last thing I want.
I come into the studio and Mari is here. And she goes, so, Junior's got himself all prepared for the Junior Hour. And he wanted some of my advice. And so he and I are talking about what we can do for the Junior Hour.
Like I never asked her
lifestyle segments.
I don't. Yes, I think that might be one of them.
You know, and baking, like, and, you know, life hacks. Those are big.
No, because I knew it wasn't going to happen. Because, like, yesterday there was like 30 text messages saying, I will tune out.
Yeah.
Oh, so Junior and I are sitting down coming up with ideas for the Junior Hour.
Any life hacks?
Honestly, I was just going to do what you said. Just, like, say the time and what the weather was.
Well, you can never go wrong. Half an hour. You can never go wrong with time and temp.
Yep.
I'm just going to do a crutch, you know?
Time and temp. How are you going to do that for a 20-minute break?
Well, it's 227 right now, around 89 degrees outside. Well,
what are you trying to sound like there?
I don't know. I don't
personable.
Care because it's never going to happen.
You know what? I can make it happen.
It's not going to happen.
I call it professional suicide.
Man. There's part of me that wants it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you guys love to see me fail. You love to see me fail.
Well, you're the one that acts like this is nothing, and you know, whenever I ask for assistance and help from you, it's like pulling a back molar.
It's called the joke.
Oh, is that it? Then How come I don't get the stuff that I
thought
I
you
need?
Guys would know that after 30
years? How come
years?
I don't? A joke
it's
would be
a joke.
Ha 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 on the air, and then it's all what everything I need.
I was just rolling with it. You were the one who brought it up.
You got any errands for him to run?
Nope.
What would you think of?
I don't know, something
premium
because,
drink
because you know him bitching about it is just on the air. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. I'm in such a sour mood because I can't even acquire at my place of business my employee number.
Yeah, and you're taking it out on me.
Don't you push me!
No. You just want the peace of mind that comes that knows that you're employed and that you'll get a check on time.
That would be nice!
Because once you start going down that road...
It's a nasty road. And, of course, everybody...
And the fees and all that.
Every supervisor in this building, let's get that stuff done, people. Let's get it done.
But they don't ever...
I'd like
they
to
don't
get
know
it
any,
done.
They don't know how to do it any more than you do.
No, call the 800 number.
And then you talk to that nice lady who says, I'm sorry, I can't help
Correct.
You.
Correct. We'll be back. Sorry. You know, I apologize to everybody.
Even me?
The whole thing's a mistake.
Yep. What?
Even me?
I want you to back off!
How's your blood pressure?
It was nice this morning.
Did you check it this morning?
I did check it this morning.
Did it make you feel better?
No, it's still high, but it better than it was here. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Stan and Haney.
Okay.
Absolute Law text line. I guess that there's a few people with Team Junior. Absolute Law text line. I'd listen to the Junior Hour. I think a Junior is funnier.
Okay.
Junior.
I'm fine with that.
Junior, Absolute Law text line. Junior, I love you, but you have to understand, if you did have an hour, people would listen because everybody loves to see a car wreck.
Story of my life, right?
Welcome to the Junior Hour.
Yep.
Why do you have to play my music, man?
That's a Moog.
Moog. So I felt like dueling banjos.
You are so talented.
Yeah, I am.
How about a quick time and temp?
Well, folks, it's about 2:41 p.m. out here, and it is about 89 degrees,
no,
I think.
You have to speak with precision.
Yes.
It's 2:41, and it's 89
and
degrees.
And it's not well, folks. Talk to them like they're individuals.
See, this is why it would never work out.
It's working right now.
Yep.
Well, folks, it's 2:42 p.m.
No, well, folks.
Why not? Why not? This is the Junior Show.
Talking to an individual. And be authoritative. Like, if you're going to give a time and temp, don't guess.
It's 2:42 p.m. and it is 92 degrees out there.
How you doing? How you feeling?
How you doing, folks?
Not folks.
Why not?
You're talking to an individual person. So the person's in their car. They're having a rotten day, kind of like me. And you go and you say, hey.
God, you're just taking it out on me.
Hey, Junior here for the Junior Hour. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you feeling?
Yeah. How you doing?
It's 74 degrees right now in Fort Myers, 73 North Fort Myers. It's a balmy 76 down in Naples.
Let's take some calls. 277-9600. How you doing?
Hey, Junior.
How's it going?
Can you play Head East?
No.
You know what? D-Train could do an hour.
Oh, of course, D-Train.
He'd probably save lives.
Bring out Hollywood.
You know what you could do is you could promote the fact that you're going to be out at Farmer Mike's Corn Maze.
Yeah, come catch me at Farmer Mike's Corn Maze. I can't say okay, folks.
Who thinks Junior's funnier? Must be one of the many crackheads around. Okay. This is, that music isn't helping.
It's what? I don't know.
It's
what
not helping.
It's not helping.
I'm trying. You know, I took my blood pressure this morning.
I'm
and
trying
it was
to,
almost normal.
You know what?
I'm not up there now.
I'm you know, I'm trying to inspire
can
people.
Can I do the grab bag? Ah, oh, for Christ's sake.
Inspirational.
What is this, Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
Will you please with this?
Well, it's 2:44 p.m., 92 degrees outside. How you doing, folks?
Stop with the folks!
277-9600, what are your thoughts?
I think we found his talent.
What, the time and temp guy?
Yeah, just be a dick.
I'll just be my crutch.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Mostly cloudy out.
Yeah, speak to the listeners with contempt.
Again, you don't have to try, you just do it.
Right, yeah. That's just me, right?
It's 74 degrees. I don't even know what temperature is it.
92.
Oh, it's hot out.
I got the weather pulled up. 92.
Oh, that's
92
all,
degrees.
Always good. That's always good to be prepped.
How many, you know?
That's my show prep.
How many millibars?
Precipitation 15%.
See, that's something you can do.
Just a weather nonstop.
You can be just a weather nerd.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what we'll do. Maybe our first break at the top of every hour. We'll just have you give us a time, temp, weather update.
Okay, folks.
And, you know, and it's...
Yeah, he's always happy about the weather.
Yeah.
Because that's his thing.
Humidity 52%.
Now,
winds
wait till
coming
the top.
7 miles per hour
right.
out of the east.
You better watch out for that dew point in Buckingham.
Wait to get all the... Just get ready, because I'm going to need your stats in a little while.
Yep.
Now, can I do the grab bag, please? It's a sponsored thing. Because this is not helping.
Sent those to you as rough mixes. Should have aired them.
grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I'm just trying to, you know, make people smile.
US 41 North Naples.
You know, hope.
Yeah.
Hope.
I guess.
That's what you need.
Yep.
Hope.
I guess this Friday, supposedly, the new James Bond movie debuts. Supposedly. Here's the promo for it. Supposedly.
Bond is back. Almost.
Where's 007?
No one knows for sure.
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
Very well aware of who you are.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to open your stinking movie.
James Bond. No time to die. And a long time to open. If all goes well, opens Friday.
Yeah, we hope. Might be another postponement. This thing was supposed to open a year and a half ago.
Well, it opened in China and it didn't do very well.
Really?
Yeah, because it was beaten by a Communist Party production.
But it's China. It has to be beaten.
And it was about, like, they found this one battle during the Korean War where Chinese beat Americans at this one very specific battle.
Yeah.
And they
number
made it all about
office.
That. Yeah. They can't get enough of it.
Speaking of Bond, see if anybody wants to take a stab at this. They, a company did a survey to find the best James Bond theme out of the 20-something that they've made.
Aren't they all pretty similar?
Well, coming in at number 3 was Paul McCartney in Live and Let Die. Coming in at number 2 was Adele's Skyfall. And the number 1, you can't mess with a classic.
Golden words he will pour in your ear.
Shirley Bassey.
But his lies can
and
disguise Goldfinger. What you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
Yeah, that girl died, you know.
Who, Shirley Bassey?
Yeah, the one that spray painted her gold.
Oh,
her
no, that's not Shirley Bassey. That's not.
Well, I mean, that's right up there with Rod Stewart's adventures. Something we knew.
Yes.
When we were in school.
Yep.
You know that. Goldfinger, they painted that girl gold.
Yeah, she died.
Yep. She was hot.
Yep. Skin suffocated.
Yep. And she was hot. Because that's all she was wearing was gold paint.
That's it.
Have you seen that picture? I got one if you want to see it.
Pumpkin spice.
No.
It's women that love the pumpkin spice. Carly, she's going to be in here today for Smarter Than Haney, is a pumpkin spice fanatic. So while Junior was doing his stuff in his studio with the Moog, I went into my home studio and did a little something for the girls that love the pumpkin spice. And I created, this is my little thing
pumpkin
I created.
Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice.
I'm debuting it.
You're a spice girl, and you've gone too far,
because
you know it's not even Halloween. Pumpkin spice, and I don't mean maybe. Use it so much that you drive us crazy. It's not nice, girl, how you get it out early, and you sneak it into everything. You think it's funny, but you use it too much. Use it too much.
What do you think?
That was brilliant.
That was me.
I'd buy it.
Thank you, Haney.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like on one of those Ronco records that had like 50 songs
K-Tel.
On it.
K-Tel?
Yeah.
Dateline Cabot, Arkansas. Happened last week at a McDonald's there. A woman thought her coffee order was taking just a little too long at the McDonald's. So she decided to smash up the place. she blamed it on low sugar because she's got the diabetes.
What's your license plate number?
That's what I'm calling for this.
I'm so sorry. I got diabetes and my blood sugar's low.
Oh, that's a good excuse, ma'am. Matter of fact, I am calling. Wow.
We're spilling over that I got diabetes and my blood sugar's low.
You know, I can blame this outrage on diabetes.
Well, you don't have diabetes, do
that's
you?
That's the next thing.
Well, you're right.
I had to have a meter on for 6 months. Dateline, Kenosha, Wisconsin. A Kenosha, Wisconsin school had its active shooter alert system activated on Monday. Why? Because someone threw an errant frisbee. And it set off all kinds of things that there was an active shooter at the school.
They said it's a shooter in the gym. I'm kind of, I ain't freaking out, but it's a shooter in the gym. I'm right by the gym.
Yeah, very scary. I'm just thinking, like, will I make it out?
They didn't know what was going on. Maybe shots were fired.
All the information that has been given to us is that we have a malfunction due to a potential frisbee strike
with
one of our shot detectors.
They say it was a frisbee. They really don't know what's going on.
A potential frisbee had hit the alarm or whatever. It just didn't make any sense.
I just think it's a crock. I mean, the system shouldn't fail. Failure's not an option. I mean, we got kids to keep safe.
Yes.
Right on. That was
I like those kids.
Sound of advice right there.
You know what? They're shaming them. Those kids are telling them like it is.
The smoking gun has this gentleman's picture. A 90-year-old man here in the Florida area, I guess it was just outside of Orlando, punched his neighbor twice. The 90-year-old punched his neighbor twice during a dispute about the neighbor's gardener not getting off his lawn. So the neighbor's gardener was walking on the old man's lawn, got into a big fight. The 90-year-old was arrested for misdemeanor battery and resisting arrest. There he is.
Okay. All right.
The whole get off my lawn thing, I have to play this.
We got to get him inside.
Yep. I have to play this. This is somebody telling you to get off their lawn.
Get off my lawn. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
You go back in the house.
Yeah. I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house and I sleep like a baby. You can count on that. Get off my lawn.
Love it.
Yep. That's a man that's so old he's stopped aging.
Yep.
He's gotten as old as he can get.
Let's see if Junior knows the answer to this.
No.
Junior. A serial TV commercial in England. In.
Could you try again?
I don't know. This is off.
Well, Siri wants to know now.
We've talked about this. Why can't you have your phone where it won't go off?
Yours
for no
does
reason?
It, but you leave yours on.
Yours has done it before.
Yeah, I know it has.
Not as a rule.
Then that's not as a rule.
No, but it happens with you a lot.
Which television commercial inspired a Beatles song?
Is there multiple choice?
No. Apparently, there was a Kellogg's cereal commercial in Britain for Kellogg's cornflakes that John Lennon was watching and said, wait a second, I can make a song out of this, and I'll put it on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here's the evolution of it, starting first with the commercial, then a demo of Lennon doing it, and then the finished product.
Sunshine breakfast, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, best for everyone.
Good morning, Molly.
I got nothing to say, but it's okay. Good morning.
And there it is, the finished product, the inspiration. It can come from anywhere. You know, they cut it off just when George starts playing a little bit of guitar.
Mm-hmm. They do that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know who was famous for that was Tom Petty. When
what,
the song, song would start getting good, and then they'd fade it out.
Yeah, with a bunch of lead guitar going.
Yep.
Speaking of the Beatles, Ringo Starr, along with over 100 drummers, made a cover of the song Come Together for charity. Here's a little sample of 100 drummers and band.
And how does that solve any problem?
I don't know. It's for charity.
But what does it do? A little too sassy.
I agree. I guess some of the other drummers, Chad Smith, Max Weinberg, they were all involved in it. And it says here for a charity. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. When we come back, we'll have your time and temp with Junior. We'll also take a look at the local beat, a shocking story with more kids gone bad in Lee County.
Are we going to go back to weather on the fives?
This is kind of like a pilot. We're going to see how it works and if it grabs people.
It's a dumb, dude.
What are you talking about? When we come back, we're going to get time and temp with Junior.
You're compensated for being here, and you'll do as you're told.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
Don't mock him, and you're absolutely right. Time and temp with Junior, and then, of course, we have the local beat coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Are you smarter than Haney?
You know, if there's one thing we hear on the Stan and Haney show is, boy, sure would be nice. We enjoy the show, but it sure would be nice if we could have more time and temp.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney.
So, I just want to make sure that I understand what I'm supposed to believe now.
What?
Angry school parents are terrorists now?
There's hearings going on with the DOJ.
Okay.
That's a future discussion.
Because it's not up to parents what their children should be taught.
Yeah, again, we're in a strange world. You know what isn't strange? Time and temp. Let's go to the Time and Temp Center with Junior and an update on time and temp.
All right. I was about to say, folks, then you were going to yell at me. Well, it's 91 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Precipitation about 23%. Humidity 54%, 7 miles per hour. Winds coming out of the south. And it's 3:13 p.m. Back to you in the studio. Signing out.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah, that's all I got.
Jeez. Well, I knew.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? That's it.
You know,
that's all you need to know.
Wind
91
coming
degrees.
From where, what's the sea breeze? High tides would be nice. Sunset.
I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist.
We're at the.
Well, it's about time that you start to earn your keep around here.
I'm trying.
Junior in the Time and Temp Center.
I'll never be good enough.
We gave you. Can you imagine if we gave you an hour?
Mostly cloudy out there. Yeah, and I said it was a bad idea. We shouldn't do that because people will tune out. Local beat.
We give you opportunities and then you get all upset with us.
Yeah, and then you spit in my face.
How are we spitting in your face?
I don't think you know a thing about weather.
I don't think he knows a damn thing about weather.
I don't know a damn thing about weather. It's a horrible music. And that's your weather for today. Back to the studio. Stan Haney.
On 96K Rock.
96K Rock.
Well, since Junior's failed again.
Go ahead. Yeah, enlighten us. Show how much better you are than me.
Well, the trusted source in weather forecasting recently released its 2021-2022 extended weather forecast, dubbing it a frosty flip-flop winter because of the anticipated temperature fluctuations.
See how that's done? And it's friendly. It's
temperatures
are
expected
welcoming.
To be below the region's averages for most of the winter, even as spring approaches in March. Snowfall should be normal, and perhaps even on the lighter side in some areas. The Almanac predicts, with the Midwest seeing the bulk of it in January. We are raising red flags for potent winter storms for the Great Lakes and the Northeast during the second week of January and the final week of February and second week of March on account of bouts of heavy snow, rain, and a wintry mix of both.
Friendly and folksy.
Yeah, you made your point.
Especially come March, when most parts of the nation will be anxiously awaiting warmer days. The news is not all rosy. In fact, around the time
what is this,
of
Canada
the
calling,
yeah, seriously,
vernal equinox, which
what
occurs
does this have to
on
do with anything?
March 20th, unseasonably cold temperatures may grip parts of the country.
That's how you want me to do the weather?
Yeah, like Friar Smith.
Talking about equinoxes?
I'm Prior Smith. This is Canada calling.
Local beat. I got a report on this. This came out this afternoon, and it is disturbing, and I am not like other news outlets.
No, you're not.
I will not mention 11-year-olds' names. Will not do it. They're as bad as they are. I will not mention their names, although it's splattered everywhere. I'll tell you right now, it's three girls. Were you pleased with that?
What?
My Perry Mason music for the local beat. Thank you.
You made your point, man. Get on with it.
Hey, who asked you?
I'm upset now. I gave the weather, and it wasn't good enough.
No, it was not.
Then we had to talk about equinoxes.
Remember, friendly, informative.
You know, it doesn't matter what you're saying. It's just that you're saying something.
Yeah. Used to be a sign in the studio very early on that said, smile when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because a smile can be heard as well.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from NBC2. It appeared this afternoon. This is new. Headline. Three students accused of plotting to start fire to kill rude people at school. Rude people. Dateline Lee County. Three 11-year-old students at Six Mile Charter Academy.
That sounds impressive.
Are accused of plotting to start a fire to kill the, quote, rude people at at their school.
Did they plan to use an accelerant?
Yeah, well, hey, I'll get to that. They had it all plotted out using an 11-year-old mind. Three girls, who I will not name, were arrested and are facing charges of conspiring to commit a first-degree felony. On Monday, a Lee County Sheriff's Office deputy responded to the Six Mile Charter Academy in reference to the possible threat involving three sixth-grade students. It was found that the three students were allegedly planning on committing arson in the upstairs female restroom while school was going on. A lighter was reportedly found in one of the girls' backpacks.
And this would show the rude people.
and they explained, too. Their plan was for the whole second floor of the school to burn, and the rude people would die in the fire. One of the girls said in a written statement that she hoped the rude people would die in the fire. She then reported that the plan was for her to run down the stairs to report the fire after it was set so that the younger children at the school could be evacuated. The plan was reported by another student who said he heard the three girls talking about their alleged plan and saw one of the girls take out a grill lighter from her backpack.
Oh, those are nice.
They are. I got one. They're good
for
lighting candles, too.
Yeah.
He told investigators that he heard the girl say she was going to run downstairs and pretend to cry while reporting the fire.
Huh. So what, she's going to run down there and be like, I want to speak to the manager?
Yeah, kind of like, I want to speak to the manager. Oh, you know, he doesn't have it ready.
Of course he doesn't.
And this is, but again, I got to go back to the first break. This is all like an act for the air. Of course, I don't have it ready. Where is it? I don't have it. That's all an act.
You just continued the local B man. I'm sick of it.
Here we go. I mean, give you a big opportunity.
Why is it so hard to just hit a button that says, I want to speak to the manager?
I got to load.
Shouldn't things be loaded at the start of the show?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nice 90 degrees outside.
We're beyond that.
Where are the winds coming out of?
Northwest at about 5 miles an hour.
Coming from the south. About 9 miles per hour now.
Reporting that witnesses also told deputies that he heard one of the girls say she was going to get extra paper to start the fire up.
That's smart.
Again, thinking in the line of what an 11-year-old would do. Another witness reported that she saw one of the girls. Oh, I guess all three of the girls had written 230 on the top of their hands.
Is that code?
No, it could be. But it was, again, 11-year-old. That was the time the students allegedly planned to carry out the scheme.
Uh-huh.
Let's all write it on the top of our hands in red felt tip so we don't forget it.
Well, that's...
Speak to your manager. I'd like to speak to your manager. Oh, my God.
That's much better than having to synchronize watches.
Exactly.
You just write it on your wrist.
Yeah, and then
2:30.
Yeah, and then guess when it's 2:30.
Yep. And then you look at your hand and go, it's about time.
Here's where it gets nasty, though. One of the witnesses told investigators that one of the girls threatened to light her on fire as well if she told anybody
about
their 2:30
plan. Wasn't part of the deal, was it?
Plan. No, it was not.
I thought it was only rude people.
Unbelievable. Where are they learning this? You know what?
Cable TV.
Here you got three girls in the sixth grade wanting to start a fire, And you got a grown guy like Junior, and Haney has to explain to him as a pet owner to have the anal glands drained.
Yep. He thinks it's, you know, oh, you think that's funny.
The yeah, dog, I thought you were messing with
yeah,
me,
well,
man.
The dog is suffering.
Yep.
The dog is not suffering.
Yes, it is. You don't
she
know
is
it.
Fine.
Are you smarter than Haney? If you are, you're going to get yourself a pair of Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets and a parking
God,
pass.
For your sake, I hope you are.
Carly will join us.
Like
we'll play, get a random Stan and Haney listener, go head-to-head with Mark Haney.
I don't know why, but the sound of that.
Yeah.
I think that is 2021 America. Yep. That right there.
That is so desperation.
Yep. Hit it!
Let me speak to your manager.
Having to tell him to do that again and all that, that's part of the show.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Stan and Haney.
I want to speak to your manager.
Let me speak to your manager.
96.
I'd like to speak to your
K-Rock.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney right here in the K-Rock studios. Junior over at the Weather Center. And the lovely Carly has joined us in studio. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
And welcome. You come in here on Wednesdays.
I do.
That's because we're going to do another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? I'll tell you the prize in just a second. I do want to remind you, about 24 minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word, that could get you $500 in cash. So stay tuned for that. But Carly comes in. We play Are You Smarter Than Haney? We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener that will get a set of 5 questions. They can choose either Carly or Junior as their lifeline. And Haney will leave the room when we're done giving the 5 questions and the listener answering them. Haney will come back and use whomever the listener didn't choose as a lifeline. And they will support Haney in coming up with the answers. You get more right or tie, Haney, up for grabs today. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream and the all-important parking pass. That is if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Stan's got prizes.
Prizes.
Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me.
I don't know.
Me.
I think Hollow Scream's a pretty good prize.
Easy.
Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's a great prize.
Stan's trick ever been?
No, I haven't actually.
Prize is yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, stands the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me.
I'm a genius. You're a slob.
You're a slob. I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener to play. You have to have a good phone line and a willingness to play. If I can't understand you, I'm going to go to another caller. It doesn't necessarily mean the first caller. Carly?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Head-to-head with Mark Haney for Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets. Who will it be? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Neil.
No. You would agree with
that.
Yeah,
you can hear
it
that.
It was a very poor connection, and these phones have been squirrely for the last 15 years. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sean.
No, Not Sean, it. No. Ahoy, who's this?
Elliot.
Elliot, you want to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Elliot. Say hi to Mark Haney, because he's going to be leaving the room while we ask your questions.
How you doing, Mark?
Hello, Elliot.
And Elliot, Carly is here and Junior is here. I'm going to ask you right now, who would you like to be your lifeline?
I'll take Carly.
All right, Carly will be your lifeline. That means, Haney, you will have Junior as your lifeline when you come back to the studio. I will, once we're done, I will electronically signal Haney to come back into the studio. Yep. And so, Haney, please. And your first name again is what?
Elliot.
Elliot. All right, Elliot. We'll let Haney leave the room, and then we're going to go and give you your five questions. Carly is your lifeline. All right, Haney has left. Let's begin. Junior? Jeez. Oh, it's all just for the show, though.
Oh, just get all with it, dude.
Here we go. Here we go, Elliot. Now, you can consult with Carly, but it has to be your answer that we go with, okay?
All right.
All right. The tallest mountain in Africa is located in which country? The tallest mountain in Africa is located in which country?
Carly, any ideas?
No.
No idea?
I'm not good with geography.
All right. Mount Kilimanjaro is in, I don't know, Nigeria.
Okay, Nigeria. Which Hollywood game night host 2015 sitcom Angel from Hell was canceled after its ratings also went to hell? One of the hosts of those Hollywood game nights that you see on ABC.
Carly, any ideas?
Can you say it one more time?
Sure. Which Hollywood game night host's 2015 sitcom, Angel from Hell, was canceled after its ratings also went to hell?
I never even heard of that.
No guess? No guess on either one of you?
Dean Snyder.
Okay. Next question. What title does the German head of government hold? What's the name? What do they call him? What the title of the German head of government?
I don't like these questions. I don't know.
The German head of government. What title?
Czar? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Going terrible.
All right, well, that's what you're going with. Czar. Which Roald Dahl book is the story of a boy, fruit, and seven insects? Roald Dahl.
Carly.
His book, A Story of a Boy, Fruit, and Seven Insects.
I have no idea. Carly, you got anything ideas?
She's thinking.
I'm thinking.
Any idea?
Fruit
a boy,
seven.
Fruit, and seven insects.
Oh, James and the Giant Peach.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Multiple choice on this one, Elliot. Which tree is not an evergreen? Holly, juniper, spruce, or willow?
Carly, you thinking willow?
I'm thinking willow, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to go willow.
Okay. Last one. And there's a term for this. That's all. This is what I'll say. There's a term for this.
Okay.
What has a batter done by hitting a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in a single game?
The cycle.
Okay. Stop the music. I will signal Haney to come back into the studio. He will be given the. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Hold on. Oh, jeez. Okay, there we go. He will get the same questions as you did, Junior.
I feel like he did well the last half.
Yeah. I will tell you right now that you got half of your answers correct. That's all I can tell you. You got half of your answers correct. Which means if Haney gets four or more, he will win. Three or less, you win. And Junior is his lifeline. We are waiting for the return of Haney. I hope you heard my buzzer.
Based on mobile.
Yeah, let me double check. Based to mobile.
There he is.
Oh, he's going. I was a little worried about you. I even based to mobile you for a second there. Junior is your lifeline, Haney.
Oh, that'll be great.
You will get the same questions that Elliot and Carly worked on. Let's begin. The tallest mountain in Africa is located in which country?
One more time.
The tallest mountain in Africa is located in which country?
Kenya.
Okay. Which Hollywood game night hosts, you know that ABC Hollywood game night? Mm-hmm. Which Hollywood game night's host, 2015 sitcom Angel from Hell, was canceled after its ratings also went to hell? So this host of a Hollywood game night also had a sitcom.
Dax Shepard.
Okay. What title does the German head of government hold? What's their title?
Prime Minister.
Okay. Which Roald Dahl book is the story of a boy, fruit, and seven insects?
James and the Giant Peach.
What he said.
You have to say it.
I can't.
Why?
I don't know how to say that.
James and the Giant Peach.
You have to say it because it's
I have to say it?
Yes, it's your answer. Even if Carly
but he said it.
He's there to assist you.
James and the Giant Peach.
Okay.
Good job.
Gonna have to accept that one.
Was that close enough?
Yeah. Which tree is not an evergreen? Multiple choice. Which tree is not an evergreen? Holly, juniper, spruce, willow. Is not an evergreen. Holly, juniper, spruce, willow.
Willow.
Okay. You know, you are, and I'm going to say this as Junior is sitting in the other room as quote unquote your lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
I've known you for close to 40 years.
Oh, God, yeah.
You are quite capable of answering a majority of these questions, but when you go and you answer the question, he is sitting over there like, isn't he going to ask me? Isn't he? What? He uses you as a lifeline if he needs you.
I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go to manager. I'd like to speak to your manager.
So you did answer that. Okay, last one. And it's a term. Haney, what has a batter done by hitting a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in a single game? They call it something. What has a batter done by hitting a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in a single game?
Circuit.
Okay. Stop the music. Let's go over our answers because we do have a winner. In geography, I asked both of you the tallest mountain in Africa. What country? Both of you got it wrong. Tanzania is the mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro, reaches about 19,300 feet. Both of you got it wrong. In entertainment, Hollywood game night host who had a sitcom, Angel from Hell, Jane Lynch had that series. Both of you got it wrong. History, title of the German head of state. Both of you got it wrong. Chancellor. Chancellor. Arts and literature, story of a boy, fruit, and seven insects. You both got it right. James and the Giant Peach. In science, which one was not an evergreen? Both of you got it right. The willow. Then it came down to the final question. What has a batter done by hitting a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in a single game? Only one of you got it correct. And that was Elliot, hitting for the cycle. Hitting for the cycle. Elliot, you are the first person to defeat Haney in the new format. Congratulations.
That's called the circuit, too.
All right.
It is called hitting for the cycle. You have the junior circuit, which is the American League, and the senior circuit, which is the National League. You go and hit a home run, a triple, a double, a single. That's hitting for the cycle. Elliot, you got yourself Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
All right.
And the all-important parking pass, I'm going to send you over to Junior, and congratulations, being the first.
All right, thank you. Hey, do you mind if my son says hi real quick?
Sure, what's his name?
His name's Caleb.
All right, let's say hi to Caleb.
All right.
Hello.
Hey Caleb.
Hi.
Hi, let's hope your dad takes you to Busch Gardens.
Hey, guys.
Hold on.
I want to speak to the manager.
Thank you, Carly. You did very well today, and I thought for sure you would have known hitting for the cycle.
Well, that was closed circuit.
Yeah, wrong. It's wrong. You only got, and that I think is the first time that I've ever seen only two right.
Yeah, I didn't try.
Six. You didn't try?
No.
Then why didn't you use your lifeline?
Well, he didn't know.
I knew the last one, bro.
Stay by your radio. The 4 o'clock cash hole word,
you know,
is
what?
Coming.
I'm going to let that pass.
Who?
This one time.
What one time? About him?
I don't want him calling me bro.
He tries to do that every once in a while, bro.
All right, bro.
I would be getting prepared over there in the time and temp center because we're coming up to the top of the hour. You better be ready with some stuff.
Yeah, and it better go well.
Bro, we'll be back.
Because, you know, in addition, you didn't do so good with the weather. So now we have to give you even more important stuff, like Junior's Hollywood Minute.
We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Can't buy me love. Everybody tell me so. Can't buy me love.
if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but all I'll give to you. I don't get much money, money can't buy me love. I don't get much money, money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tell me so, can't buy me love.
And Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney.
You gotta be kidding me.
You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Stan and Haney, you still have 7 minutes. 7 minutes to get the 4 o'clock cash hole word in and a chance at the 500. Text the word happy, H A P P Y. To 45911 or enter the word happy on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. If you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back to tell you you won the $500. And everyone who enters on the app or the website entered into the grand prize drawing for $10,000. The 4 o'clock cash hole word, happy, H-A-P-P-I. Let's go to the news.
H-A-P-P-I?
H-A-P-P-Y. Happy.
Oh.
Did I say I?
Yeah.
Now, did I say I? H-A-P-P-Y. Happy.
Yep. Yep.
H-A-P-P-Y. Let's go to the Time and Temp Center with Junior and his 4 o'clock weather and temp update.
Well, thank you, Sam. It is about 4:09 p.m. here in beautiful Southwest Florida. 91 degrees Fahrenheit outside.
About you got it's you got
it's about 91
stop
degrees Fahrenheit.
Saying about
it's 91 degrees on the dot outside right now.
Where?
In Estero, Florida. Precipitation 69%, humidity 56%, winds coming out of the south at around 8 miles per hour. And that'll do it for weather. Let's bring it on back to the studio. Stan, what
that's
do you got
right
for us?
And coming up right now, it's Junior's Hollywood Minute.
Yeah, that's right. That too.
Oh, well, thanks for passing it back over here to me. Junior's Hollywood Minute. What's going on in the big old Holly Town? Meghan Trainor and her husband, Daryl Sabara, have side-by-side toilets because sometimes they have to pee at the same time when they wake up with their baby. But she admits that they've gone number two together twice.
Wow.
Also in Hollywood news, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop company came out with a supplement called DTF to boost women's sexual desire, arousal, and mood. Quote, God. It's not just about sex. It's about supporting our pursuit of more pleasure more often.
How come you never talk about Reba McEntire?
Because I have no idea who that is, Haney.
Oh, boy. Your minute's up. Your minute is
I was going to talk about Charlie Sheen.
Your minute's up.
Well, back to the studio with you guys.
Thank
what's
you.
What's the temperature now?
Well, it is about 4:11 p.m.
About 4:11
it's 4:11 p.m. here in Estero, Florida, and the rest of Florida in the East Coast, and it is exactly 91 degrees Fahrenheit, precipitation 69%, humidity 50%, winds coming out of the south, 8 miles per hour.
Anything we should be concerned about in the tropics?
Yeah, it's partly cloudy. Might rain a little bit.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Which one's the good one, low pressure or high pressure?
Oh, you want a high pressure.
how many
millibars on, yeah, on the mercury?
Millibars. How many inches of mercury?
Yeah. A couple of things on the board. We'll start with a crash, Fort Myers, Summerlin Road, and Reflections Parkway. And one showing up in Estero, crash, Ben Hill, Griffin Parkway, and Miramar Outlet Drive. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you, and they're brought to you by our friends at Coastal Cooling.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. I don't know if this is safe. I'm a little concerned about this.
What is it?
Wendy's and Kellogg's are teaming up for a chocolate frosty cereal. A man stops to help a crash victim, and she thanks him by stealing his SUV with his five kids inside. Jeez. Two drunk people broke into a water park, went down a closed-off slide, and shattered their ankles. And finally, a 90-year-old man punched his neighbor in a get-off-my-lawn dispute.
Yeah, and we got the picture there to prove it. Look at him. This guy. How can he? I don't know. He can hurt anybody.
That is a man that has suffered for many years.
Probably been married a long time.
And he. Everyone has their limit.
Yep. And he reached
and
his.
He has reached the. He can't take it anymore. It happens all at once.
It sure does. It sure does.
You see that expression right there?
Yeah.
That's someone who's lost.
Oh, yeah. He's beside himself in that mugshot. The smoking gun has the mugshot, if you want to see it.
Poor son of a bitch.
I just posted it on our Facebook.
Good job. Good job on that.
Been a productive member of society for a long time.
Yep.
Let's not forget that.
Yep. Protested during two wars. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
You know, some people like going outside in the summer.
Yeah.
Others prefer the fall where it's a little crisper.
Oh, yeah, like today. What's the temp?
Time and temp, please.
Yeah, I'm so sick of this.
You're the one that wanted this. Go.
I didn't want this. It was forced upon me. Anyways, it is, 4:15 p.m., and it's 79 degrees outside. It might be raining a little bit where you are. Back to you guys in studio.
What do you base that on?
Yeah, what do you base it on?
Google.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons to spend time outside.
Top reasons to spend time outside.
No.
At night, you can see into people's homes and gawk at their clutter. Squirrels don't judge you for being drunk at 2 p.m.
We're gonna party!
Yeah!
your neighbors may leave their garage door open, and hey, free bike.
And I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
And finally, the very top reason to spend more time outside.
Yes.
Unlike all those times you locked yourself in your car, it's not as obvious you're just trying to avoid family.
Bye, Felicia.
What are you doing?
It's over.
And that, my friends...
I don't do that anymore.
Why not?
Because it confused him.
That's it, baby.
Well, sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't, and the music was still going, man. So I thought you were going to just go right into it. But
email,
no, whatever.
Ahoy.
Can we get a quick time and temp,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, I'd like that before we...
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Quick, yeah. Time and temp.
Yeah, time and temp? Okay. Well, folks, it's about 4:18 p.m.
Again, it's folks.
God!
What is it, fartly cloudy?
It is 4:18 p.m., 79 degrees outside. It's probably raining. I don't care.
That is no way to talk to your listeners, son.
Humidity 82%, precipitation 69%, 9-mile-per-hour winds coming out of the south. Back to you guys in studio.
How did we end up here?
By sheer chance.
You can thank Randy Bailey.
This is from Pip.
God bless him.
One of our oldest listeners.
You know, I am so surprised that he's had a relatively successful life.
And it continues. Hey, guys, just wanted to say thanks, fellers. We had our daughter's 18th birthday dinner at the Pewter Mug on Saturday night. Her choice. She must have seen the gift cards. It was delicious as always. We had a great time making another night of beautiful memories to share. You guys are cool. Thanks, friends. Signed, Pip and family. Woo! P.S. My boss is a douchebag.
Oh, that's well established. Can you believe that? Pip's got an 18-year-old daughter.
Yep. Our buddy Les heard us talking about, all the suggestions for changing Lee County. How about you warsies out there? Christopher Lee County?
No. Leave it alone.
Craig writes, the junior hour? Wouldn't it be a lot less painless for everyone if you just pulled the plug and on your mics and for an hour just had dead air? You'd lose a lot less listeners. Signed, Craig. This is from Kevin. The junior hour?
Big hit.
Big topic of the day.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Hopefully, if you offer him the junior hour, it'll have the same results as somebody else you gave a show to. Goodbye, Junior. Love the show.
How dare you compare me to that?
Oh, come on. I sense the same outcome.
Oh.
In a different way.
That's a slap to the
but
face,
it's still
dude.
The same outcome.
That's a slap to the face. And you know it.
This is from Scott.
I'm not sure that I understand the distinction.
No.
Of course not.
No. Hey, guys. Since now it's officially spooky season, which I assumed would be the same kind of dumbass one-off catchphrase all the local media markets had to say last year, it might be time to get with the spooky spirit. With the media's at...
What are you doing? Right now in the middle
of
emails?
You're taking your blood pressure right now.
In the middle of emails.
What just occurred to me?
you gotta sit down.
Make sure you're sitting down, feet flat on the floor, arm resting on a surface, and no talking.
And do you have the arrow going in the right way?
I don't know. Did it go more than one way?
Yeah, you should see the arrow line up with your forearm. I'll continue. Let me start again. Scott writes, since it's now officially spooky season, which I assumed would be some kind of dumbass one-off catchphrase all the media outlets had to say last year, it might be time to get with the spooky spirit. With the media's and most of the public's bloodlust for these true crime stories, isn't it time to bring back Haney's Killer Chronicles? Do you know how far ahead of your time Haney's Killer Chronicles were? About 10 years ago, he did a segment where it was true crime, and he had the suspense. People couldn't get enough of it, and they made us stop.
They did.
And it was matter of fact, I found one when putting together best ofs that I played for my wife, and she said this is a podcast.
I bet she was riveted.
Yep, podcast. Now, you guys did say that Junior was getting his own uninterrupted hour today, and I think that probably it was thought better of.
Yes. Yep, we established it.
And didn't actually happen. But if I may suggest a premise for that unfiltered Junior hour, it's like a mashup of Loveline and those Tony Robbins self-help seminars, where Junior can take listeners' calls for an hour and give his honest advice.
It's not a bad idea.
You know what? You said that yesterday when we were going to go and set all this stuff up, and all you did was whine and wring your hands.
I mean, if you guys were going to make me do it today, that was going to be my crutch. I was just going to take calls.
Yeah, well, people text now.
Well,
let's go and get a current time and temp in the old weather center.
Well...
You sound very unsure of yourself.
You know, I don't know. I fear the future.
I do too.
We can't do this forever.
Why are you talking and you're not? No sound is coming out of your microphone. No sound is coming out of your microphone. And I haven't done anything over here. Your microphone's broken. I don't think we'll be able to hear from you at all.
I think you sabotaged it.
Yeah.
Check.
Okay, it's working.
Well, it is 4:25 p.m. It's 79.
Do you even want to be here?
Yeah, that's even a better question. Do you even want to be here?
I mean, there are other things I could be doing right
like
now.
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah. What would you rather be doing right now?
Rewatching Game of Thrones.
You get paid for that?
No.
We're going to take a break.
I think
4:25 p.m.
You?
And it's 79 degrees Fahrenheit out here.
Didn't you and your wife get paid to watch TV shows?
Yes, we did. And CBS All Access, the new Vincent D'Onofrio vehicle that we got paid. We got paid $50 to watch it. They liked our reactions, and we came back for the symposium where you had the round table. Gave us another $250 each.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get to meet Vincent D'Onofrio?
No. Here's a strange man.
You want
great
another,
actor.
You want another weather check?
No, I got to take a break.
You know, his sister lives here.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her. Is she an actress?
Yes.
Have I seen her in anything?
I don't know. But I know that every once in a while she'll do, I guess, a symposium.
Yeah, okay.
Where they'll talk about acting.
Mm-hmm.
And
thespians.
Yeah, just talk about the craft.
Yes, the art.
And make themselves feel good about themselves.
We'll be back.
Because they're actors.
Stan Haney. That's true. 96 K-Rock.
Something wonderful happens when you change to
Stan and Haney.
You'll feel better.
Did you say I'll feel better?
Yes, and here are the reasons why. Coughs disappear. Parched throat clears up. That stale feeling vanishes.
That is wonderful.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic. And then I'm going to tell you about another K-Rock happy hour happening this Friday. Details in just a second. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Two things on the board showing up. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and FGCU Lake Parkway West. And the other one on the board right now is in Bonita Springs. Crash, Matheson Avenue and East Terry Street. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Yep, this Friday, chance to kick off the weekend with another K-Rock Happy Hour. Maria is going to be at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. She'll be there from 4 to 6. 96 cent Bud and Bud Light drafts. Maria will be on the beach. They'll also have a DJ on the beach playing tunes. And then after the beach fun is over with, you can go inside live music. Friday night. In the cottage. So make sure you join Maria. K-Rock Happy Hour this Friday, 4 to 6 at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. That's odd. This line doesn't ring that often. Ahoy.
Hi. Is this Stan?
Yeah, it's Stan. Who's this?
Hey, Stan. Don Dial on this end.
Hey, Don. Don Dial. You almost sound like a radio guy.
Guilty. Hey, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
You're listening to 102.3, The Shark. Coming up, weather and traffic together. 79 degrees. You're on The Shark. Okay, I'm back.
All right. Hey, Don, the Shark, where are you guys located?
Hey, I'm in Midville, Georgia.
Midville, Georgia, or Bigville?
Midsville.
Midsville. Whereabouts is that?
That's in southern Georgia, and we're a major market.
Midsville is not a major market, Don.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a step up from, where are you, Estero?
We're in Estero. We're Fort Myers, Naples.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago, I had some good luck because, you know, I'm a big-time program director.
You are. Funny. I've been in the business a long time. I haven't heard of you.
You never heard of Don Dial?
I've never heard of Don Dial.
I'm celebrating 10 years of Midgeville baseball.
Oh, well, great, great. Midsville has got a baseball team. What, a minor league team?
Yeah. I guess they call them one triple A.
Yeah, one triple A. That's pretty high up for a minor league team to be triple A. I would think single A, developmental league.
Yeah, it's something or other. It's run through the city parks program.
Okay, so it's like rec baseball. It's not really
a
team. It's like a city team. I'm sure it is. There were the Midsville. What are you called? What's the team called?
The Midsville Midgets.
The Midsville Midgets.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're listening to 102.3, The Shark.
Okay. Well, can I help you? If you're in the middle of a show, I am too, Don.
Well,
Yeah, and you just call out of the blue.
I knew a couple of years ago there was this guy named Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
What about
and
Ronnie?
He was a promotions director.
Oh, you're talking about here. Yes. We had a guy. His name was Ronnie. And yes, he was the promotions director.
And I brought him up here to the big leagues in Georgia.
You're not in the big leagues.
And so I was thinking, you know, maybe lightning would strike twice or something, because I've been monitoring your talent. And it seems to me like you've got a good one there who's ready to take that next step.
Who? Maria? Haney? Me? Who? Al Beck? What?
I like that Al Beck, but I don't think I can afford him ever since he pissed off Stephen Colbert.
That's true. So who are you referring to?
Well, you started doing I noticed that you really kind of stepped up on your time and temp.
Uh-huh.
Just in the past couple of days with this junior.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hey, hold on a second. Don Dial. We're talking to Don Dial from the Shark in Midville, Georgia.
That's Dandy Don Dial.
Dandy Don Dial. Just, you know, Radio Instinct. You know, we've both been in the business a long time. Isn't that song about to end and you got to do a quick sweeper?
Yeah, stand by, could you?
Yeah, I'm right here.
And that is Anya with Orinoco Flow. You're on 102.3, The Shark, home of Midgeville baseball.
Hey, what is that? A joke? You talk about that ball team? I guess. What are they, losers?
They're not very good.
So as you're sitting in the studio doing your show up there in Midsville, Georgia, big market, you're perusing our station, giving a listen to the talent down here in a smaller market.
Well, you know, I got to wear a lot of hats.
So you're not on the air. You're a DJ. You're a program director. Been doing that.
I'm a program director. I'm an operations manager. I'm the sales manager. I'm the general manager.
Well, that's a lot of hats. How big of a staff you got over there?
I got a traffic girl.
Okay.
And she answers phones. She's very professional.
Yeah, that's big market right there. That's the best right there.
And she'll pick up the phone and go, 102.3, The Shark.
Okay. Right? What do you want? Junior?
Well, let's get down to brass tacks. I want that talent that you got there with this time and temp guy.
Well, I think he can come on and talk. I mean, if you want to negotiate right now, I mean, why not? We haven't got anything else going on.
Well, it's about time that someone recognizes talent.
I don't know what the hell he needs to be thinking about, because, I mean, somebody offers you the chance to come up to Midgeville, Georgia, to the major league.
So what, it's Midge, like a Midgeville, Georgia?
Yeah.
Home of the Midgets.
The Midgeville Midget.
Rec league game, you're mighty proud of them.
Yep, and we every home game on 102.3, The Shark, that's on the FM, and then it's WDBD on the AM.
Simulcasting, huh?
Yeah, that's 1340. Okay. That's our sports product.
What is 1,000-watt day timer?
Yep.
Okay. A lot of people can't really hear it then if you got night games down at the old ballpark.
No. We got a little bit of a handicap with the signal.
Okay, I don't care about any of this.
It's not maintained properly.
I don't care about any of this. You called because you want to offer Junior a job in the big leagues.
Yeah, and I'd like to see if he's really, you know, if he's for real, if he can just do that at will, or if this is something he has to prepare for.
You two talk it out, man. I mean, you're the program director up there, and he is the talent down here. He's under no obligation to be anchored here his entire life. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, look at it this way, Junior. You don't know anything about radio because you've only been down there in Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
So you didn't even know what real radio is, and I could really turn you into a hot property.
And that's up in Midgeville.
Yeah.
Some of the midgets.
Sounds like he does his show with a thermos next to the control board that's got a little something special in it. Ah, Don?
Yeah, and it's got a 102.3 The Sharp sticker on it.
Okay. Well, go, you two negotiate something. I want to see if he can get a... I'll be honest with you. If it's a better deal than he's got here, I'm willing to let him go.
Let's talk contracts.
I mean, I can start you at $650 an hour.
Like $650 an hour?
$650 an hour.
Like $6.50 an hour?
Look, you need to understand who you're dealing with. I am Don Dial.
Right, I got that.
And just between you and me, I used to bang Delilah. Okay?
That's a nasty rumor.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a nasty rumor. Let me tell you about that. And I gave it to Dr. Worrell once, too.
You're not the same Don Dial that worked at WDRC in Hartford back in the 70s, are you?
DRC?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Boy, you were on your way out back then. All right, so you're offering them $6.50 an hour. You got...
Yeah. Does he have a problem with drug tests?
Got a problem with drug tests?
Do we have to do that? Can we negotiate something?
Yeah,
in the contract?
Do you take one, Don?
You know what would go a long way is if you're willing to get in the gorilla suit.
Well, how thick is the gorilla suit?
What
and
gorilla?
Will I have to go out in the summer?
What, is that your mascot? I thought you were the shark.
Yeah, but we only had the gorilla suit from when we was WDGO.
Home of the gorilla.
Yeah.
They left the suit behind. You changed the name, but you still got that stinky suit.
Yeah.
That mascot.
And that's real popular. People like that. We got a regular remote from noon to 3 on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
Down at Bloody Sheet Chevrolet.
Bloody Sheets Chevrolet, where the 22s are in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he'd do is he'd be down there in that gorilla suit representing the radio station.
Right on.
And every once in a while, I'd need him to give me some time and temp.
In the gorilla suit, or will he get his own shift at your radio station?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Well, like, what shift?
Well, you're
going
to have to get in the gorilla suit. That sounds like that's a
well, yeah.
That's going to break the deal if you don't.
Let's put that up for negotiation.
$6.50 an hour, gorilla suit every what Saturday?
Yeah,
from noon to 3.
Well, that's
11 to 1?
The standard remote, and Bloody likes to do his own break.
Bloody Sheets.
Yes. He's real good. Uh-huh. He's real good. Well, you wouldn't think, being a car dealer that he'd be that good, but he's real good on the radio.
Sure. Okay. And and so what about if he takes this job, how's he going to get up there? Does he have to drive himself? You got him a place to stay up there? You going to find him a moving expenses and stuff like that?
Well, what am I? Am I his dad or something?
Well, it's a big inconvenience.
You know,
that's
a big step up, too. Yeah. I mean, this is uprooting his life, his home, his job. Come up there and go into a gorilla suit. at Bloody Sheet Chevrolet.
You think you could just come in off the street and be in a gorilla suit with Bloody Sheet?
What are you offering him? Are you offering him a position? Is he $6.50 an hour? What, is he only going to be working on Saturdays?
Well, I'd like to hear an air check.
He can do one live for you right now if you want.
Go ahead. Give me shoot your shot.
Shoot my shot, like, right now?
Yeah, give him a little time and temp. Dew point and feels like temp.
All right, 102.3, the shark. 77 degrees outside, little bit of rain. Watch those roads. Precipitation 93%, humidity 90%, winds 15 miles per hour coming out of the south. 102.3, the shark.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's something. That's a step up from you and your slush mouth. You're slurring your words. You've been in the business for like 50 years. You're in Midgeville, Georgia, slurring your words. A one-man operation.
I do not slur my words.
He can't take the job. That's it. You got to sweeten
that.
Can
you hold on a second?
Go ahead. That must have been playing a long song there.
And that was Vision of Love by Mariah Carey. 102.3, the shark, WWWCN Midgeville, the shark.
What call more, letters?
More music.
You got to sweeten that deal, Don.
Well, what's it going to take?
Go ahead,
I need a salary. I need a salary. Something I can live on.
He needs a salary. He needs a place to stay. He needs a bonus structure. And he's got to make it worth his while where he can make a living.
At least some temporary housing.
Well, you could stay with the midgets.
No.
Can he stay at your place?
No, he can't stay at my place.
You don't have like a futon or a rollaway or something like that in that dump you probably live in, that one room, one bath walk up?
You listen to me, you son of a bitch.
No, you listen to me.
I've got private business and I can't have him all up in my business.
Stan, don't ruin this for me.
Oh, is this something is tempting to you?
I mean, it's a major market.
It's Midgeville, Georgia.
It's a step up.
You're going to be in a gorilla suit.
Support
you're
me.
You're going to be in a gorilla suit, and you're going to live and breathe radio and baseball.
All right, Don, say no more. You got a deal, buddy.
Okay, and you're going to sell, too.
Yeah, you got to sell. When does he have to start?
Well, how quick can you get to Midgeville?
He can drive tonight. It's only like an 8-hour drive.
Okay. Will you just come on up to the Winnemucca County Athletic?
He's got a dog too with full anal glands.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that's not a deal breaker, is it?
Don't you know you got to keep on that?
Nah, you
I
too,
mean,
Don.
Anybody knows you got to watch about them anal glands.
Oh, okay. Yeah, deals off. Deals off.
Don't you have a break, Don?
Yeah, I do. Hold on a second.
I ain't got time. There you go, Junior. Already making waves in the radio business.
Can't accept my dog? Forget about it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney Show.
You remember in the 60s when I invented the marsh? Well, now the time has come for me to update that smash. Since I've been out of the fright game for 52 odd years, I invited a new crew to spread spooky cheer. The first to arrive was Dr. Hannibal Lecter. He brought his own date, and he seemed to respect her. They hit the dance floor with a jive and a jitter. Then he ripped off her face! He's pulling out her liver!
That's really gross.
Oh my God, what just happened?
He ate her face.
Yes, I know. I saw.
Speaking of saw,
I like to play disgusting games.
He
broke his jaw.
That is way too graphic. I'm going to faint. Surely all the other guests won't be this rude. Like this classic monster, a scary hip dude. He's got a kooky style and a spooktastic look. Oh my god, he just hung the waiter on a meat hook. Why?
He's Leatherface.
He's cutting him up with a chainsaw.
It's what he does.
Who is Freddy Krueger?
He haunts your dreams.
Ooh, he sounds like a real spooker.
I murder teens. You can't escape me, bitch.
Language. In my day, the monsters would just give you a spook. Nowadays, it seems they all just want to make you puke. Ah, the human centipede. That sounds like a hit. Wait, the ones in back have to eat the front ones. Enough! The party's over. Everybody out. You all have no idea what Spooktober is about. Here comes the Wolfman. He'll show you how it's done. He knows how to be creepy, but he always keeps it fun. No! That was my friend. Why did he meet such a horrifying end? Is it too much to ask to have some monsters dance? It's really quite a hoot if you give it half a chance.
This guy won't let it go. I think it's rather sad.
Guys, I feel guilty.
And I also feel bad.
Let's give him a couple moves. It's the least we can do.
Okay, places, everybody. And a one, and a two.
Look at us dance.
You did the monster dance?
Hey, look, jazz hands.
Don't twist too fast.
Our skulls are smashed. Oh, great. It's the girl from the ring.
Her heart is black.
Ooh, she really knows how to swing.
I wouldn't look directly at her face if I were you.
Ooh. Oh, well, we tried.
He died doing what he loved. Monster choreography. Hey, guys, I know a game we could play. Guys, anyone?
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic, Mark Haney, and the news coming up. But let's go right now to the time and temp room where Junior is going to give us the latest time and temps and get all updated.
Give you all the stuff you need to know right now.
Time and temp time.
96.1 K-Rock. 77 degrees outside.
Da-da-da-da. He's so sing-songy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't speak. He's just sing-songy.
Are you going to let me do my thing or what? I'm just going to go to Don Dial.
Go.
Anyway. 77 degrees outside. Precipitation 100%. Heavy thunderstorm out there. Watch those roads, folks. Humidity 90%. Winds 15 miles per hour coming out of the south.
Sing-songy.
How else do you want me to do it?
Normal.
77
and
degrees
smile
outside.
Smile when you say that.
Precipitation 100%. It's a heavy thunderstorm out there. Humidity
90%.
15 miles per hour coming out of the south with those winds.
Is it dangerous weather?
Heavy thunderstorm.
What's the feel like temp?
It feels like it's raining.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Are we doing this Hollywood crap or what?
Oh, you know, that's one today, Hollywood Minute.
Oh, the Hollywood Minute.
Yeah, but
today?
You know what? You better be on. Who knows when we're going to call for Junior's Hollywood Minute? This is awesome. Absolute Law text line. I don't know what this. If this person even knew who he was texting. Hey guys, not sure what's the best way to request a song. But it's Nick Reese's birthday of Joyous Wolf. And I'd love to hear you guys play Fearless by the band. If you don't have it, you need it. Well, I much prefer this. That is so awesome.
Oh, I forgot to say the time. It's 5:13 p.m.
You know what? We can tell time.
Okay, well, I thought I was time and
it's
weather
It's not
guy.
Your segment right now. Uh-oh. His personal phone rang. I think it's his mom.
Uh-oh.
Saying, take the Don Dial job. Take the Don Dial job. Yeah. Well, you know, it's raining outside, so that means there's a lot of traffic. And it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. You want me to just use this music?
Yeah.
We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Daniels Parkway and Danport Boulevard. Another one in Fort Myers, a hit and run, Seven Lakes Boulevard and Cleveland Avenue. Okay. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, College Parkway and Summerlin Road. And one more for you. Fort Myers. Oh, no, I'll have another one after that. Fort Myers, crash, Park Avenue and 2nd Street. And this one is in Estero. Last one, crash, 21,000 block of Brixham Run Loop at Stony Brook. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable.
Sure was.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, Rocktober.
Yeah!
I saw that your personal, was that your mom that called?
No, that was my doctor.
Oh, I just didn't know if they wanted you to take the dial job.
I got to get my tonsils removed.
Oh, you want to check your blood pressure?
I did. It's actually fine. Really good. Yeah.
Yep. Get your tonsils removed on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you used up your allotted vacation time. And then some.
So I just can't get them removed.
Well, he doesn't. Does he get vacation?
When you are hourly, you get like 5 minutes for every 15 minutes you work or something like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of formula.
Mm-hmm.
Where after you've been working for like a year, you have like 2 days off.
I'm sure there's some leeway for surgery and medical procedures.
He took five.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a medical emergency.
It most certainly was not.
Yep, pile on, folks.
Sorry about that, folks.
Time now for things you didn't know. Nobody uses battleships anymore.
What do you mean? The military does not use battleships?
Yes. Traditional battleships are no longer used by any navy in the world. Most were decommissioned following World War II, but the United States maintained four that were in and out of service until the 1990s.
I wonder if former Captain Lazaro knows that.
Oh, yeah. They're outdated now.
He's been chiming in all day today.
Has he?
Yes.
Yeah, ragging on me.
Did he know that there is not a single navy in the world, including the United States Navy, that uses a battleship.
Nope. Because the design's it's outmoded now. Because you used to needed to have a big platform there with a big cannon.
Yeah.
In order to blow stuff up. But now, because you have aircraft carriers and littoral carriers, they call them.
Thank you, Haney.
Toys today have more computing power than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.
We knew that.
Here's something I never get tired of, because it'll always surprise somebody. Honey.
What about it?
It's the only food that can last forever.
That is absolutely true.
It doesn't ever go bad.
You got a jar of honey in your cupboard at home, don't worry about it. 20 years from now, you can use it. Didn't we do a story? They found like ancient Egyptian pottery and stuff, and they had honey in it. It was still good.
Yep. And they'd make beer out of it.
Yeah, good, like a honey beer.
Kellogg's is continuing the fine tradition of disguising dessert as a well-balanced breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, even when we were kids, it was... And they changed the name because when we were kids, they'd throw sugar right on the box.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar smacks.
Sugar pops.
Yes. Sugar frosted flakes. Sugar.
Now Kellogg's has teamed up with Wendy's for a chocolate frosty cereal.
Sugar smacks.
It's got little crunchy balls that look like Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah?
Plus, tiny chocolate flavored marshmallows.
Love the marshmallows, huh?
Not clear if they're planning a vanilla frosty version, but the chocolate version will hit stores in December. Each box comes with a bonus.
What?
You can use the Wendy's app to scan a coupon and get one of those miniature Frosties for free.
I thought Frosties only came in chocolate. You can get a vanilla Frosty?
Yeah.
I always thought it was just chocolate.
No, it's been that way for about 10 years.
10 years, what, 10 years ago it was just chocolate? I thought it was, that's all you could get was a chocolate Frosty.
No, then they started making vanilla Frosty.
Strawberry?
No.
Just chocolate and vanilla.
Mm-hmm. That should be plenty, I'd think.
Yeah, that's enough.
You know what people can't get enough of?
What?
Those Oreo McFlurries.
I haven't had one.
You really, you haven't?
No, I know about like Oreo cookies and like ice cream. What's an Oreo, flurries, is that McDonald's?
Yeah. No. Where it's like a chopped up Oreo.
No, never had it. The only thing I would order at McDonald's as far as a treat, strawberry milkshake.
Really?
That's it. I don't remember getting anything else at
what
McDonald's.
What about a shamrock shake?
Never was a fan of a mint shake, mint flavored. Strawberry, good. That's it. I don't remember. The only thing I would get would be a strawberry shake to have, or when they had the fried apple pies. I'd get one of those.
Oh, yes.
Remember when they brought them back for a little while and somebody brought us a full bag of them?
Yes.
I think it might have been the Guardian that did that. But somebody,
nothing like a real fried pie.
It's the best, and they switched them out, and then I know some stores went and started making them again, but I don't think you can get a fried McDonald's apple pie anymore.
Only at participating locations.
It was only for a brief time that they brought them back because they're health conscious.
I don't think it makes a damn bit of difference. I think if you're going to eat junk, eat junk.
Right. They were good. I used to, as a kid, get the fruit filling out of there and break the crust up and eat it.
Yeah. I don't like half measures.
You never have.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. They say no good deed goes unpunished.
And you and I know that for a fact.
A man in North Carolina was driving with his five children on Sunday when he saw there was a wreck up ahead. So he immediately stopped to render aid. One of the people involved in the crash was a woman named Markel Hancox.
What? Markel Hancox.
And when she saw him jump out to help, she returned the favor by stealing his SUV with all five children inside.
How's this good news? Oh. Hey, Markels. Hey, baby.
She drove less than a mile before pulling over in the parking lot of a hotel. Then she took off on foot, but police caught her nearby.
Jeez.
All five kids were okay. Well, they were relatively okay.
Did she take them out for a Frosty?
Well, they were a little freaked out, as you might expect, when a crazy lady drives off with them. But none of them were physically hurt. Markel is facing charges for leaving the scene of an accident, larceny of a motor vehicle, and five counts of second-degree kidnapping.
Jeez. And they really had the kids scared because she was driving one-handed and just swirling the hand across the wheel to make the turns.
Yep. And I'm sorry. You expose the children to hair like that?
Yes.
They know something's wrong.
Something's not right.
They may not know why, but they see that and they know this isn't right.
That's incredible.
It really is. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Or really a showpiece.
Or not a lot of work. One or the other.
What color is that?
What is that, Junior? What is that?
Khaki.
I think that's the color. Khaki.
You don't generally see people with khaki hair.
No!
A 46-year-old woman in the UK named Claire Vickers recently broke into a water park with her friend, 44-year-old Barry Douglas. It was around 2 in the morning, and they were both drunk.
Naturally.
They managed to get into the water park by crawling under a fence. Once they were in, they made their way to a set of water slides, but the water wasn't on, so they figured they'd just splash some water on one of the slides to make it slick. Big yellow slide, straight shot, the kind you can go really fast on.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, again, it was dark. It was the middle of the night. And they were too drunk to realize that the end of the slide was blocked off.
Oh, geez.
So they both went hauling ass down this slide and hit the barrier at the bottom, and it shattered all their ankles.
Oh, man. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you right now what. So Haney's doing this story, and I'm expecting these drunk English people to be looking at their mug shots.
Yeah.
You're telling me barrier at the end of the slide. They went under the fence. They threw some water to slicker it up. Down they went. They hit the barrier. They shattered their ankles after a hospital stay. They were arrested. He brings up a picture of them like two love buoys
mm-hmm.
in their wheelchairs holding hands.
They've even like went on shows and stuff after
what
this.
What the hell?
Yeah. So they go down the slide. It's the middle of the night and they totally eviscerate their ankles.
So they went down that yellow one?
Yeah. You could see the little barrier.
So they realize they've made a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
Neither of them could walk.
These aren't kids, by the way. They're grown adults.
And there was absolutely nobody else around. So they did the only thing they could do.
What?
They kept banging on the slide for 2 hours until eventually somebody heard them.
Oh, because they couldn't come out of it. They couldn't go, and they're broken ankles, so they got to bang on the plastic all night.
Yeah.
With broken legs.
So then, once they managed to finally get somebody's attention from there, it took another hour for anybody to get them out of there.
Fine, just take off the barrier and let them fall in. That's incredible.
Claire spent 2.5 weeks in the hospital, and they're both still in wheelchairs. The good news is, the water park decided not to press charges.
There you go. That's why they look like a couple of love buoys, not mugshots.
But if you feel bad for them, you won't after this. They want to sue the park for not having a security guard to keep their drunk asses from breaking in.
Are you kidding?
Wish I were.
Go back to them. Look, a couple of darlings.
Yep. Well, that's the world we live in. We're all victims.
Yeah, well.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 90-year-old man.
This story.
Named Thomas Conrad.
Yeah.
Finally reached the end of his rope last Saturday.
So you got to look at the picture as you're doing this.
You never know when it's going to happen.
No.
Because you hear things like that. Reached the end of his rope. Well, when it happens all at once and it's ugly. He was not at all pleased that his neighbor's gardener was stepping on his lawn. Mm-hmm. So, he's no spring chicken.
90.
He decided to go out and hassle him about it.
Get in his face.
Must have been loud. Because the neighbor, 46-year-old Jack Henson, came outside and told Thomas to cool it. Well, that was not a good move. Because then the argument started, and Thomas hurled some 90-year-old profanities and threatened to punch Jack in his fat face.
Yeah.
Jack said, go ahead. And if he did, he'd call the cops, and that's exactly what happened. Thomas punched him twice in his fat face, and Jack called the police. When they arrived, Thomas tried to use the he-told-me-to-do-it excuse. The cops arrested him for misdemeanor battery and then tacked on a charge for resisting arrest because Thomas tried to kick him off his property.
He's too old for this, man. Doesn't it end?
It never ends. He's out on jail on $2,000 bond. Yeah.
Yeah, you said he's out on jail.
Out on bail.
So you got he's got social media?
What do you think, dude? He's 90.
I want to friend him.
I'll bet you. Guy'd do okay on Tinder. And that's the news for today, Wednesday.
Rocktober.
sick.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
I'm the best in the business.
Yeah, always have been. Jason and Todd. Jason and Todd at the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck in at 6 o'clock, and he will have the 6 o'clock cash whole word for you. Could get you $500 in cash. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon, and it is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, we got a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Crash, 18,000 block of Three Oaks Parkway. Right at Three Oaks Community Park. In Bonita. Crash. It's almost like connected. Three Oaks Parkway and Oak Wild Boulevard in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date.
Nothing more than feeling. Trying to forget my
feelings of love. I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
Teardrops
rolling down on my face.
People have no idea. In the 70s, this song was so played out that it was done in parodies. Carol Burnett sang it on the Gong Show.
Feelings of love.
Because people couldn't take it.
I'd talk to the manager.
I'd like to talk to the manager.
For
like,
my life, I'll feel
like to talk to the manager on the.
Have three sons
I wish
who play
I've
T-ball.
Never met you, girl. You'll never come again.
Let me speak to your manager. I like your manager. Oh, yeah.
I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire's!
Feelings.
Let me speak to your manager.
Feelings like I've never lost you.
Let me speak to your manager.
And feelings like I've never had you.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again.
Again.
Never,
in my heart.
I just got my 8:30
yeah.
I wish I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Carol?
Yes, ma'am.
You're right. Can we be on it?
Feeling you're gonna be on
it.
Feelings like I've never
in the next couple
you.
Weeks.
And they look so ugly.
And feelings like I've never met you.
Annie Love.
Talk to Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
My wife and I always sleep on a memory foam mattress. Anyone else here rocking the memory foam mattress? It's the best mattress in the world. It's the most comfortable, isn't it? It's the best. That mattress is made for sleeping and sleeping only. Don't do anything else on that mattress. It was not created for that. That is not why scientists came together. It's made for resting comfortably, and that is it. I know, because we've tried, and it sucks every time. It's like trying to wrestle in quicksand. It is the worst. You just start sinking in slowly. Stay calm. Stay calm. Just try to get your leg out. Just breathe. Keep your eyes open. We need some help. That's a high-dollar mattress, that memory foam mattress. I don't make high-dollar mattress money. This is how we got that mattress. My mother-in-law lives in Palm Springs, California, and an old guy died out there. We got his memory foam mattresses. It was a circle of life on mattresses. Don't worry, it wasn't creepy. Like, he bought it, never had time to set it up, and then he passed away. So it's not like I'm sleeping in someone else's memories. It's like, oh, he never got to go to France. Like,
have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hi, is this Stan?
Yeah, it's Stan. Who's this?
Hey, Stan, Don Dial on this end.
Hey, Don. Don Dial. You almost sound like a radio guy.
Guilty. Hey, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
You're listening to 102.3, The Shark. Coming up, weather and traffic together, 79 degrees. You're on The Shark. Okay, I'm back.
You called because you want to offer Junior a job in the big leagues.
Yeah, and I'd like to see if he's really, you know, if he's for real, if he can just do that at will, or if this is something he has to prepare for.
You two talk it out, man. I mean, you're the program director up there, and he is the talent down here. He's under no obligation to be anchored here his entire life. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, look at it this way, Junior. You don't know anything about radio because you've only been down there in Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
So you didn't even know what real radio is, and I could really turn you into a hot property.
And that's up in Midgeville. Some of the midgets.
Sounds like he does his show with a thermos next to the control board that's got a little something special in it. Ah, Don?
Yeah, and it's got a 102.3 The Shark sticker on it.
Okay. Well, can you two negotiate something? I want to see if he can get I'll be honest with you. If it's a better deal than he's got here, I'm willing to let him go.
Let's talk contracts.
I mean, I can start you at $6.50 an hour.
You're offering him $6.50 an hour. You got...
Yeah. Does he have a problem with drug tests?
Got a problem with drug tests?
Do we have to do that? Can we negotiate something in the contract?
Do you take one, Don?
You know what would go a long way is if you're willing to get in a gorilla suit.
What, is that your mascot? I thought you were the shark.
Yeah, but we only had the gorilla suit from when we was WDGO.
Home of the gorilla.
Yeah.
They left the suit behind. You changed the name, but you still got that stinky suit.
Yeah.
That mascot.
And you know, that's real popular. People like that.
We got a regular remote from noon to 3 on Saturdays. Down at Bloody Sheet Chevrolet.
Bloody Sheets Chevrolet, where the 22s are in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what he'd do is he'd be down there in that gorilla suit representing the radio station.
Right on.
And every once in a while, I'd need him to give me some time and temp.
In the gorilla suit, or will he get his own shift at your radio station?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Well, like, what shift?
Well, you're
going
to have to get in the gorilla suit. That sounds like that's going to break the deal if you don't.
Let's put that up for negotiation. $6.50
an hour, gorilla suit every what Saturday?
Yeah.
What about if he takes this job? How's he going to get up there? Does he have to drive himself? You got him a place to stay up there? You going to find him a moving expenses and stuff like that?
Well, what am I his dad or something?
Well, it's a big inconvenience.
You know,
this is
a big step up too. Yeah. I mean, this is uprooting his life, his home, his job. Come up there and go into a gorilla suit at Bloody Sheet Chevrolet.
You think you could just come in off the street and be in a gorilla suit with Bloody Sheet?
What are you offering him? Are you offering him a position? Is he $6.50 an hour? What, is he only going to be working on Saturdays?
Well, I'd like to hear an air check.
He can do one live for you right now if you want.
Go ahead. Give me... Shoot your shot.
Shoot my shot, like right now?
Yeah, give him a little time and temp. Dew point and feels like temp.
All right, 102.3, the shark. 77 degrees outside, little bit of rain. Watch those roads. Precipitation, 93%. Humidity, 90%. Winds, 15 miles per hour coming out of the south. 102.3, the shark.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's something. That's a step up from you and your slush mouth. You're slurring your words. You've been in the business for like 50 years. You're in Midgeville, Georgia, slurring your words. A one-man operation.
I do not slur my words.
He can't take the job. You got to sweeten that.
Can you hold on a second?
Go ahead. That must have been playing a long song there.
That was Vision of Love by Mariah Carey. 102.3, The Shark. WWWCN Midgeville. The Shark.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.